It's 301, and you're listening to WSCALP Portsmouth 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. And it's time once again for The Underworld.
Yay!
Yay!
The Underworld, of course, is nothing but New England's best original rock. Hosted by me, I'm Mike, and Kaylee over there. Hey, Kay.
Hello.
And we have got an awesome show lined up for you today. We have Joe from Rat Pack Records and the Big Rock Show calling in. He's going to be with us a little bit later on. We've got a lot of awesome new music for you. And we're going to start with something that was new a couple weeks ago. This is Sleight of Mind, and the song's called Sleight of Mind.
Believe someone grant my reprieve and let me
to smile, hide my tears, hiding from what I fear. The only sacrifice is me. Felt that I was the one. It's come undone. Am I to blame? Feel his flight, second sight. Turn my days into night. There's no more fight. I'm left with shame.
The Sacrifice by Windowpane. Simply my favorite local band.
Still waiting for their new CD.
Yep, but...
Two and a half years later.
they are on Rat Pack Records' Unleashed 3 compilation CD. And I've got... I still don't have that disc in my hands, which I'm going to give Joe a hard time about when he calls. That'd be Big Rock Show Joe. From... The Big Rock Show and Rat Pack Records is going to be calling us in about 20 minutes here. And we'll talk with him. We'll give him a hard time. Tell him he's a drunk. Things like that.
No, we can't say that.
Oh, sure we can.
Okay.
Trust me. With Joe, we can say that.
Okay. I've never met the guy.
Yeah, good guy. I haven't seen him in too long, though. He's crazy. Seriously crazy.
I believe you.
Yep. As I said before, we've got a whole bunch of new music. Some of it's from that Unleashed 3 compilation CD from Rat Pack Records. And then some of it I just went out and found, like this one. This song is by Never the Next Day. You can find them at myspace.com/NTND. The song's called Angel Eyes and Demon Smiles. Check this out. It's some good stuff. That was Never the Next Day. Check them out again at www.myspace.com/NTND. They've got all kinds of good stuff on there. I know you just got your headphones on, Kaylee, but I'm going to play some Candy Striper Death Orgy.
Fine.
Yeah. Yep, yep. It is fine, fine stuff.
Yeah, and it doesn't help when my mic's not up.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, there
I
we go. Hey,
mic.
Hey. Now I'm going to turn it down again because we're going to listen to right. Atomic. By Candy Striper Death Orgy. We'll be right back. song incorrectly at the beginning of it. That is Automativity by Candy Striper Death Orgy. Awesome band. They've been around forever. For some reason, though, they still don't have a disc out. So, I don't know. We're playing that one straight off the internet. So, I don't know what's going on with Candy Striper Death Orgy. CSDO to some of you out there. I don't know. But I do know this. I know that programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is brought to you by our members and by the Isles of Steam... The Isles of Shoals Steamship Company, located at 315 Market Street in Portsmouth. Cruises departing daily. Sightseeing, sunset, party, and private functions are available. Directions, schedule, and booking information is available at islesofshoals.com or 603-431-5500. So anything going on with you, Kaylee?
No, not really.
No?
No.
Really?
Very.
That's interesting.
Yes, very. I know.
It's interesting just how dull that is.
Yeah.
Yes, the boredom is fascinating.
I know.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to
Go
Into Apathy. This song is Descent of a Friend. We'll be right back.
someone front the line. Can't even stand the sight. Our streets are overcome.
LA or Bust by Mission Control. Awesome song, but dang, that one's long.
Aya.
We've got Caller on the line. We told you a little bit about him before. This is Rat Pack Joe or Big Rock Show Joe, whichever you prefer, I think. How you doing, brother?
Good.
Welcome to the underworld, man.
Oh, great to be here.
I've been talking back and forth with you about getting you on this show for a long time.
I know, I'm supposed to be there in the studio right now, but unfortunately I had to do the phone in, but hey, I made it to the Underworld Rock Show.
Yeah.
All that matters.
Hey, that's better than some of our other guests have done.
That show up right when we end.
In fact, that band is going to be on the show next week with us, if they show up. So yeah, Rat Pack Records and the Big Rock Show.
That's it.
Now, you know that I'm a fan of Rat Pack Records, because we lean heavily on tunes from bands under your label, man.
Well, most appreciated, too, you know. Most appreciated. I mean, it's been a long road, and, you know, people like you are out there, you know, just believing in it, playing it, you know, makes it all worthwhile.
Well, the bands that you... Well, I've said it before. You've got awesome taste in music, and you could pick show for my show. You could... Pick songs for my show any day.
Pick show for my show.
Yeah, pick show for show. You got to forgive me. I don't actually speak for, you know.
Understood.
In any coherent kind of way.
That's why you're nervous, because I'm a celebrity.
That's what it is.
That's it. Yeah.
At least in a 10-mile radius, I'm a celebrity. 10-foot yeah, radius, rather.
I get all worked up, you know. I talk to people like, no, I'm just not that strong in... The English language, that's all. Speaking skills, I don't have them.
He can breathe okay, but his speaking is not so much.
Thanks, Kaylee.
No problem. It's all right, I'm the same way, so.
So you've got, Rat Pack Records has got new Unleashed 3 compilation disc out, huh?
That's it. Unleashed 3. It's our 3-year anniversary. Even though come March it'll be the 4th year. It took me a while to get it out, but you know, I wanted to do something different this year. I wanted to not only feature the best of, you know, what Rat Pack Records had to offer the world, but you know, I wanted to get some bigger names on there. And you know, through doing the big rock show, I was able to get like Michael Wilton from Queensryche's band Soul Vendor. It's a side project. I'm also going to Piggy D from Rob Zombie. He's got a solo thing out. There's a track on there from that. Same with Riggs, the ex-guitar player from Zombies, now with Scum of the Earth. I got their first single off that. You know, John Costco from Dropbox, now with St. Cain. Running Monroe Metal Church.
Yeah, we'll be playing a bunch of these a little later on. And then you've got a smattering of the usual suspects as well, right? Because you got Q, you got Twisted Roots. You've got Nimbus 9.
Hour Past,
Vegas Temper, Windowpane. What Windowpane song is on there?
It's an unreleased one. It's called... what the hell is... Let me look at it.
All right.
I didn't know this by now. It is called Killing Me.
Killing Me. Yeah, we don't have that one here, so...
Yeah,
I've been looking forward to getting that disc in hand so I can play that song on the air.
Well, you know, the good thing about this disc is, you know, it's all new cuts from... Rat Pack bands, and they're all good, and mixed in with some of the national names I got on there. It's great, and I ended the CD this year with three local bands: Eden's Lie, Mongrel, and Pure Inform. A track from each of them, and you know, everybody's doing good. A lot of stations are picking things up, and good reviews are coming in. And if you go to unleash3.com, you can see the website for that, and you know, you can go there and you can vote on your favorite band. There's a graph right in the middle of it there, and it shows how many people have been, you know, into it, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. You're definitely way ahead of the underworld in the use of some of the widgets, you know, the internet widgets to keep track of things and
yeah, well, I got no life, so I can do that all day, just around and mess with stuff, you know.
You know, I got a life, kind of, but it's only kind of really. And on the cover of the new Unleashed 3, is that the lovely mistress
Mistress Julia? That's her.
Yes, I thought I recognized her.
Yeah, she was kind of, I had her up for a show back in May, and I was supposed to be at one club, and some ugliness went down, and I had to move it last minute, and you know, she was kind enough to move, you know, host the show with me, and it was a great time, and you know, she. I was like, hey, you know, last year I had Mistress Abigail, Abigail Death, that was her name. She was some kind of goth model from L.A., and I said, you know, this year I'd really like to have you on the cover, and, you know, she submitted me some pictures, and, you know, sure enough, it came out good, you know, and, you know, it's a good cover, and everybody seems to like it, and, you know, it's helped attention.
Yeah, well, you got to have that. It looks good, and I've heard. Well, we should play something off it right now. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Because you know, we could talk about it all day, but how much more sense does it make to listen to it?
Let the folks hear it. It's some good stuff on there. Absolutely.
All right. How? Let me find what you sent me here. Oh man, how about this new Vegas Temper tune, "Kiss It All Goodbye"?
Absolutely, it's a great one.
All right, these guys. The one time that they were supposed to be in on the show, you were actually going to come in with them.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being a phone-in because they were opening up for Tesla that night.
Yeah, they got a last-minute show.
Yeah, which is cool, man. If you can get to Hampton Beach, you know, play at the casino, opening up for someone like Tesla, you got to jump on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so here's Vegas Temper with, oh, man, there
it
is.
Kiss
It All Goodbye. Thank you. from the Rat Pack Unleashed 3 compilation disc. Here it comes.
Down.
That's Vegas Temper with Kiss It All Goodbye. How long have you been working with Vegas Temper, Joe?
Oh, it's been a while. Probably at least a good 3 years. I remember I was kind of a club promoter at the time, just really starting to manage a couple of bands, and, you know, they approached me, and they were like, you know, we want to get on your train and, just make things happen, and, ever since that day, it's just been straight ahead, you know?
Yeah. What venues do you usually book?
Well, Mark's show place. I mean, when they met me, I was doing scores back in Nashua, and I was doing that every weekend, just loud and proud, packing the place up. That lasted a little over a year. Then I moved up to the Hogstraw Saloon and took it up a notch. Every more show, did that for a long time. And, you know, along the way, I did a bunch of other various clubs and, you know, outdoor shows and stuff. And then eventually that ownership changed hands, and I wound up going to Mark's show place in Bedford. Been doing some things there off and on now for about a year.
Yep, I've been to quite a few of those. Not enough of them.
Well, you know, it's just trying not to burn out on the whole thing, you know?
Yeah. You got any big shows coming up there?
I get a little something the night before Thanksgiving. It's not necessarily any bands that are on the label, but, we'll have Eden's Lie up there, and Terror in the Midnight Sun, Pleiad, Into Apathy, and plus another promoter that works there is bringing a few of his bands, so should be a good show. But, yep. Of course, if people want to check, there'll be a nice Christmas show coming up in December, which will be all bands on the label, and, of course, March, I think it's the 14th this year. It's the second Saturday in March, I believe. I'll have my fourth four-year anniversary blowout, and as you know from last year, that they get pretty big and ugly.
Oh, yeah, that was a good time, I must say. Now, you mentioned Into Apathy and Terror in the Midnight Sun a minute ago.
Yeah.
Those are both bands that we play on the show here. Actually, we just started with Terror in the Midnight Sun a couple weeks back, and then Into Apathy, I actually bumped into them at a couple of your shows, and so that's how we started playing them.
Yeah, they're a good band.
They really are. And Eden's Lie, am I mistaken, or is that the band with it's female fronted, or am I thinking a different band?
What Terror in the Midnight Sun?
No, Eden's Lie.
Oh, Eden's Lie. No, you're thinking of Leaving Eden. Eden's Lie is they've been around for a long time. Jeff Richards is the vocalist. It's got a bit of an '80s style to it, but pretty straightforward rock.
Yeah, that's cool. Vegas Temper too, pretty straightforward, but man, they just tear it up every song.
Yeah, they're like that. They're good like that. As well as the Q, others too.
I've got to get Q up here. I mean, we've tried. They're just so busy, and they're so far south that it's tough to get anything but a phone in from them, and even then they're busy. So, I don't know. If you can hook me up with a phone in with Missy sometime, that would be awesome.
Absolutely, I can do that.
Cool. You got anything there, Kay?
Like what?
I don't know. Let's
little bits of paper.
All right. I gotta play something here, Joe.
How about a little cue?
All right, we'll do Q, and then right after we come back from that, I'm going to play a band that's not with you guys. They're actually from down in Connecticut, called Sad Plant. So first we'll do Q, come back for a minute, and then I'm going to do a brand new one from a brand new band on the show here.
Nice.
All right, so this is Reflections by Q.
What a fight!
That's Q with Reflections. Man, they are awesome. Every time I see them, Joe, they blow me. They just blow my mind.
Yeah, they take it up a notch every time, huh?
Yeah, they just outstanding performance, outstanding music. They're always just very tight. I've never heard Missy have a bad performance. I've never heard the drummer out of time. I've never heard any issues when I've seen Q, and I've probably seen him four or five times by now.
Absolutely. I mean, the good thing about them is, you know, they got their own thing going on. They're rehearsed at it, and you know, they just go out there and tear it up. And you know, I've seen some amazing stuff from them over the last couple 3 years. You know.
Yeah, and they get a hell of a response from the audience.
Absolutely. People dig them.
Yeah, even if they don't know who they are when they start, by the end of it, they're full-fledged Q fans.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the other stuff you got going on.
The big rock show?
The big rock show. And, by the way, thank you very much for hooking us up with the interviews with Blasco and Michael Wilton a few months back. Those were awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Although Kaylee might have angered Blasco just a little bit. When she asked him if Ozzy could still sing or if that was all electronic magic.
I didn't ask it that bluntly. It was a little more diplomatic
than that, but that's where she was going.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good guy. He's got a good sense of humor, so I'm sure he enjoyed it, you know?
Well, we like talking with him a lot.
Yeah, that's where that's how I met him, you know, through the big rock show doing that. You know, like 8 months ago, this guy from Australia I'd met on MySpace was a DJ, and he was telling me, hey, you know, we started talking for a while, and, you know, about music and stuff. He was starting to play some Rat Pack stuff, and he's like, you know, you should get on the air. You should try doing your own show. And I'm like, nah. You know, so finally I agreed to it, and I did a couple shows, and, you know, I'm like, you know, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right, and I'm going to try to have some, you know, cool names on there every week, you know, so every Tuesday, 10 to noon, I'm doing my show, and, you know, I got names big and small, regional and national on there, and, you know, it worked out well, and it worked out fast, and now I'm on 107.7 FM in syndication in New Zealand. I'm RageRockRadio.com. I'm on WPLFA in Memphis, and, you know, a couple others, too, and, you know, it's going good.
Yeah, you're getting syndicated pretty well. That one... I remember you were kind of tripped out when you found out that they wanted to play you down in New Zealand.
Yeah, that was...
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I got contacted, and like, hey, would it be all right if we syndicated your show? And I'm like, yeah. Not a problem. Yeah,
how many ways do we need to say yeah to that one? Now, that's really cool.
You know, the best part about it is, that, you know, through all the syndication and stuff, it's brought the message of my label to the world, you know, and maybe not in as big as it will become, but, you know, every week... Every month, it seems to grow, and there's more attention being put on the movement. You know.
Oh yeah, one step at a time, man. So, what's your favorite interview, or with whom was your favorite interview on the Big Rock Show so far?
It's hard to say. I mean, a lot of them were fun. Some of them were silly. Some of them are, you know, a couple of them. No names mentioned. We're like, good God, I gotta get this over with. They won't shut up. But I enjoyed one of my first ones, you know, it was with Vinny Appice from Black Sabbath, and then you know, Johnny Kelly from Typo Negative. That was fun. Blasco was a good time. Evil Jay from OTAP, I've had him on twice now, and you know, that's always a blast. I mean, all of them. It's all fun, really. But you know, sometimes you know, you just get laughing and talking, and all of a sudden, you know, like, oh crap, it's been a half hour. And I got to go back and edit it down to, you know, 7 to 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah. And fortunately for you, you're primarily on the internet. And so you can pretty much say anything you want.
Well, you know, the good thing about that, too, is, and I don't think a lot of people realize it yet, but, you know, the internet stations are, you know, pretty much sucking up 40% of the market right now. I mean, when somebody like me can, you know, start out and do a show and, you know, have 3,000 listeners... You know, and grow that every week. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's very cool.
You know, that's why I try to keep it polished. I mean, there's some humor in there, and there's a little cussing here and there, but you know, it's mostly in the comedy. I mean, I keep it straightforward.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, going from internet and then getting picked up for syndication on FM stations is kind of a
Oh yeah, it's wild. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's like it's doing it backwards. You know?
Yeah, it is.
But I'm not complaining. I mean, I have a strong base of listeners, and they come back every week, or they upload it to their iPod after the show, and it's great.
Yeah. Now, if people want to hear the live show from 10 to noon on Tuesdays, where can they catch that?
The best thing they want to do if they want to hear the live show, or they want to, you know, if they can't make the show but they want to, you know, download it later or listen to it or upload it to their iPod, just go to thebigrockshow.net, and it has everything right there. I mean, there's a place where you can click to hear past shows. It tells you all the stations, how you can tune in. You know, there's links there. And I always keep a player on between 10 and noon on Tuesdays in case, people just want to go to my page and spend the show there.
Then they get the live feed right there.
Yeah.
Very cool. That's awesome, man.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to have to get moving because we got to play a lot of tunes, man.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Anytime. You're welcome back anytime, Joe. Especially if you can come into the station here and sit in the booth with us. We'd really love that.
Yeah, I'd love that, too. We'll make that happen soon.
All right, cool. And I'll definitely make it to your Christmas show.
Cool. I'll keep you posted.
All right, cool. So, again, thebigrockshow.net. And thanks again, Joe.
All right, buddy.
Rock on, brother.
Okay, man.
Time is 4:02, and you're listening to WSEALP Portsmouth 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. We just got done speaking with Joe from Rat Pack Records and the Big Rock Show. If you're just tuning in, this is The Underworld. I'm Mike. Over there's Kaylee.
Yo.
Yo. And we're going to play some more tunes here because we like it. This is Sad Plant. They're an awesome punk band from down in Connecticut. The song is titled I Wouldn't Miss Home at All. Quick song, but I am sure you'll agree that rocks hard. Wow, Kaylee is just dying over there.
What?
Come on.
What?
Come on.
I'm tired.
Come on.
I'm tired.
I don't even know why I'm continuing to say come on.
I don't know either. What do you want?
I'm going to play some more new music.
Do it.
All right. This is one of the bands that we just spoke about with the estimable Joe from Rat Pack Records. This is Saint Cain, and the song is titled Damn Cause.
Cry songs and daughters died of unforgiving hands.
I don't care who you are. That is good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. You are getting lamer on the show every week. I'm going to start punching you just to get.
I'm going off
just to
college
get a little
next year,
bit
so
of,
it doesn't even matter.
Just to get a little
doesn't
bit
even
of
matter. Nope, doesn't
energy
even matter.
Out of you.
No, I'm
wow.
Tired. Shut up,
man.
Maybe you should tell my band director to cut me from the band. And
that was Saint
I'll
Cain.
Get some more sleep
with damn cause. Maybe you shouldn't volunteer for things you really don't want to do.
I didn't even know what it was.
Well, there you go.
No, I knew what it was. I just didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
You were in band. You should have told me.
You wouldn't listen to me anyway.
You weren't telling me.
Hey.
When do I not listen to you?
I don't know. Let's listen to one from Terror in the Midnight Sun. This is Please Don't Eat My Mother.
Big old okay.
I like that song a lot. Hey, I want to take just a moment to remind you.
No.
Personally, Kaylee.
No.
About Black Knight Meditations. A heathenish foray along the shining path. Aural ruminations of black, death, speed, thrash, gothic, doom, power, prog, shred, and traditional metal. Not broadcast via conventional or commercial airwaves. Tuesday night from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. For more information and playlists, go to www.blacknightmeditations.com.
Evil! Evil!
That was a nice addition, Kaylee. Hey, this next band, Kaylee hasn't even heard.
Nope,
because she had to take off last week. And
what was last week?
I don't remember. You had to take off though, and we got a call from Mark, the DJ and host of Black Knight Meditations, and he said, "Mike, you gotta play Steel Assassin. These guys, very cool. Check this out. We played this one last week, and I'll play them again next week, but we'll take a different song. But this is Barabbas from Steel Assassin." So what do you think, Kay?
I think they are pretty good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
So what about that rocks?
What?
Time for a quiz. What rocks about that song?
D all of the above?
D all of the above. I didn't give you any multiple guess.
So?
Would you like a list?
Okay.
First of all...
Alphabeticalized, though.
I'm not going to alphabeticalize it. First of all, the tempo is smoking fast. Hard. Hard hitting double bass all the way through. Awesome guitar solos. Excellent vocals. But along with that, they have some cool change-ups. Do a lot of it in 6/8 time, which gives you the cool Iron Maiden-esque, gallop slash groove. All in all, I'd give them about a 95%.
Of what?
If it was a quiz, if it was a test, I'd give them about a 95.
How about something cooler like 9 skulls out of 10 or something like that?
You want that? All right, I'll give them 9.5 skulls.
That's a little cooler than 95% on a test.
Okay, 95 skulls out of 100.
Okay.
All right, I give them 95 skulls.
No, because that just seems unreasonable. I'm going to get hit.
Well, see, Iron Maiden, of course, is the only band that could ever beat 100 skulls.
Yeah. Yep.
That is the top end of the scale. Now, 0 skulls would be like Backstreet Boys or Merle Haggard or somebody.
Cher.
So, you know, somebody who does not rock even
Britney Spears.
Slightest way. Yeah. All those people are equally hideous, okay? But Steel Assassin, 95 skulls.
Ooh, wait, what about that? Remember that one video that we played over the air last week as our ending song?
Oh, you
what
mean
about them?
That wasn't last week.
No, though.
Oh, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
That would be a -5 skulls. I don't even know who that was.
I don't know either.
Now, strangely enough, though, another one that you put on the air. Chad Vader singing Chocolate Rain.
Chad Vader.
Five skulls.
That's funny.
5 skulls.
Yeah. I'd give him more like 7.
No, I wouldn't give him more than 5.
Well, if we're on the 100 scale, I'll give him a 7.
Well, you're wrong.
You
need to recalibrate.
I don't think so.
I've got one more new song to play this week. This is Ashes of Your Enemy. These guys are very cool. The song's called Surrender. This is another one that's on the Rat Pack Records Unleashed Volume 3, or Unleashed 3, and this is just smoking song. This is good stuff. If you don't like this, then you need to listen to it until your brain is recalibrated.
What's it called?
It's called Surrender by Ashes of Your Enemy.
I got that part.
Watching the angels gather my weakness.
That was Ashes of Your Enemy with Surrender. Man. See, I give that one about 93 skulls.
I like that more than Steel Assassin.
Really? How many skulls you give them?
These guys that we just played?
Yeah. Ashes of Your Enemy.
I don't know.
That is not an answer.
Don't ask me hard questions.
No. You said you liked them better than Steel Assassin. Now, I said Steel Assassin was 95 skulls. How many skulls do you give them?
Steel Assassin or these guys?
How many skulls do you give Ashes of Your Enemy?
I'd give them probably 95.
95 skulls. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, we're not far off.
No, but...
You only need a little calibration. You're close.
Maybe you're the one that needs calibrated.
No.
Like a good kick in the head or something.
You could try. Bring it!
Oh, it has already been brought in.
Oh, it has.
Oh, it has.
You know, we've got a guest next week.
No way.
Oh, wait. Let's stop for a second
O'Reary?
Here. O'Reary, yes. Yes, Reary. This is the Underworld. We are playing the best original rock in New England. And you can reach us at 430-9722, or you can email us, mike@underworldrock.com, kaylee@underworldrock.com, or even underworld@underworldrock.com. Now, from that, you may be able to surmise that our website is underworldrock.com. So if you would like to hear any of our archive, we've got the full archive of every podcast we've produced, which is getting up.
Not all of them, because remember we
no
were
all of them
that
we all of them that we produced. I said all of the don't you, nobody can see you giving the surrender sign. Say I surrender if you're going to surrender.
Oh, I was saying all right. Okay. Don't bite my head off.
Every podcast that we've produced is archived on that website. You can find it. You can even find our Underworld Uncensored podcast, which is internet only. That's doing really well, by the way.
I still haven't listened to it.
Yeah. It's the latest one was put together by my buddy Guy Harvey and myself, and we had a really good time doing it. So far, we've had about 2 gigs of that downloaded, and it's still there. So if anybody wants to check that out, it's on iTunes. All of these shows get put on iTunes, and if you're a little behind the eight ball, a little behind the curve, if you're going a little slower than the rest of us, then you can go to underworldrock.com and you can find all the podcasts we've ever posted. Why'd you put them on me if you're going to just tear them off? She put all these stickers all over me.
I'm planning on doing something with this one.
She put these stickers all over me, and then she's now tearing them all off. And it's pulling my fur out.
It is not. They're on your shirt. They're not on your arm.
So as I was saying a minute ago, we're actually going to have a guest next week.
Who?
Jake and the Jakes. Who we will brutalize.
But they're too nice.
No, show no mercy.
But they're too nice.
It doesn't matter.
No, you're not
just
hearing
because
me. They're too nice.
That doesn't mean you have to be nice. Don't worry. We will brutalize them because, A, they didn't show up for the show.
No, they showed up. They just showed,
they showed
up,
the
wrong
late.
Time.
And two, they put the wrong name on their upcoming disc. They said they wanted to thank us, and they didn't. They called us the Underground and not the Underworld. So,
but they spelled my name right.
That's true.
Which they had to do their research for. So I don't know how they got the Underground.
I don't know, but there's
yeah, way
be,
to hit the mic.
There's gonna be some smackdown going on. But that said, I love these guys and I love their music. And this is Stripes from their newest disc. Let's see if we can remember the name of the disc. Last Call. It's called Last Call. So this song is Stripes.
You wanna make a change? darkened sky, a pale. We'll be right back.
That was Ogre with the song Ogre from their disc Dawn of the Proto Man. Those guys, man, they're awesome. Awesome 70s style metal made today, you know, original right now, and they come from the long lost land of Maine. But a lot of fun. And just before that, Prospect Hill with a song called Walk Home. And I think we're going to do some a song by A Simple Complex next. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm having trouble.
You always do.
I know.
Just like you say that I'm boring every week.
Yeah, well, you always are.
Well, you always screw up too, so there you
I know,
go.
I know. It's play A Simple good. Complex. Let's listen.
Down on the ground again. begin to slither in my veins and through and through. I wanna touch you, wanna hear you call my name. I confess, there is nothing pure in this here mind. After the flesh, I express which nothing can define. And by the light of the moon, no, I ain't talking about romance. Wincing and rapture, singing tune, and I whisper in your ear, may I have this dance? And to the taste, your skin like a fine Chardonnay. I will embrace every star that never goes away. Fill up the hunt, nowhere to run when I get my hooks in you. And with my tongue, I'm gonna lick the sin I found in you. And by the light of the moon, no, I ain't talking about romance. Lancing and rapture, singing tune, and I whisper in your ear, may I have this dance? You're taking in, showing me a little pain. And with a grin, swallow my sin, but inside don't feel no shame. I feel the sweat drip on your neck, and I know the time is near. And toe to toe, one last dance for the pleasure I hold dear. And by the light of the moon, I ain't talking about romance. Wincing and rapture, singing tune, and I whisper in your ear, ear, ear. And by the light of the moon, no, I ain't talking about romance.
That's it for the Underworld this week. Thanks for joining us. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. I know you did too. Or you wouldn't be here in the first place.
That is true.
That is true. Next week, we'll have Jake and the Jakes on the show. They'll be taking a lot of abuse. You can call in and abuse them too if you like. And that's it. So, we'll talk to you next week. Bye, Kay.
Bye.
Rock
Where are
on.
You going?
I'm going over here to push this button.
Okay, bye.
Rock on.